And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 22nd of April, 2011. Today is Earth Day, a day first observed in 1970 at the prompting of Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin. About 20 million people participated in the first Earth Day, April 22, 1970, and soon after came the formation of the Environmental Protection Agency, the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act. It became an international event in 1990, events in 141 countries. In 2000, Earth Day was coordinated on the Internet. According to the Earth Day Network, Earth Day is celebrated, observed in some form by a billion people every year. It's the birthday of the Enlightenment philosopher Immanuel Kant, born in Königsberg, Prussia, in 1724. He was professor of logic and metaphysics at the university there, and never ventured more than 50 miles from his hometown. Immanuel Kant believed that travel was not necessary to solve the problems of philosophy. His most influential work, The Critique of Pure Reason, in 1781, in which he argued against empiricism and rationalism. It's the birthday of the man who once wrote, "Love and scandal are the best sweeteners of tea." Henry Fielding, the novelist, born in Somerset, England, 1707. He started out writing for the stage. He was writing political satires, and there were many people in government who did not take kindly to that. And so, in 1737, Parliament passed the Theatrical Licensing Act, which required plays to be approved by the Lord Chamberlain. And Henry Fielding, knowing that none of his plays were likely to be approved, retired from the stage, became a novelist, and wrote The History of Tom Jones, a Foundling, the story of a lusty, good-hearted young man who falls in love with his neighbor's daughter. It's the birthday of the legendary jazz bassist and composer Charles Mingus, born in Nogales, Arizona, in 1922. And it's the birthday of the poet Louise Glück, born New York City, 1943. Her father, an immigrant from Hungary, helped to invent the X-Acto knife. She won the Pulitzer Prize for her collection, The Wild Iris, in 1992. Louise Glück, who said she tends to write poems that operate on a vertical axis of transcendence and grief, and who had a word of wisdom for young poets, she said, "It never gets easier to write." Here's a poem by Louise Glück on her birthday entitled Lamium. This is how you live when you have a cold heart, as I do, in shadows trailing over cool rock under the great maple trees. The sun hardly touches me. Sometimes I see it in early spring, rising very far away. Then leaves grow over it, completely hiding it. I feel it glinting through the leaves, erratic, like someone hitting the side of a glass with a metal spoon. Living things don't all require light in the same degree. Some of us make our own light, a silver leaf, like a path no one can use, a shallow lake of silver in the darkness, under the great maples. But you know this already, you and the others who think you live for truth and by extension love all that is cold. A poem by Louise Glück, Lamium, from The Wild Iris, published by the Echo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.